Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese, presents by special arrangement with the University Broadcasting Council, Drums of Conscience. The University Broadcasting Council, one of radio's best-known educational institutions, was organized 2 years ago with the aim of producing educational programs through cooperation between broadcasters and three universities in the Chicago area: Chicago, DePaul, and Northwestern. The Council has experimented in many ways to devise means of presenting information of value to listeners in a lively, unacademic manner. From this work has developed the educational drama of which this evening's play, Drums of Conscience, is one of the best examples. An old Negro legend of Alabama has been woven into a play which depicts a segment in the lives of these people, showing the psychology of fear transference through superstition. The Columbia Workshop takes pride in presenting Drums of Conscience. A moonlit night on the banks of the broad Tombigbee River in southern Alabama, the life-loving Negroes from Frog Bottom have assembled for a fish fry.
Noble.
What's that?
Two fish. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd never tell him, Snakefoot. What's come over you, Snakefoot? That young boy in Birmingham beat your time?
Ain't nobody beat my time with no one.
Then why you ain't enjoying yourself, Snakefoot? Can't generally keep you quiet.
Is that what I say? It look like you stepped on by a horse. What's the matter with you, Snakefoot?
Ain't nothing the matter with me, I tell you. Why you ask?
Why, I asked.
Yeah.
I just done told you. You ain't seen moping around here, ain't you eating like a gentleman does?
Yeah, acting like you was too far down in your clothes or something.
I tell you, there ain't nothing the matter with me now.
If there ain't nothing the matter with you, Snakefoot, how come you putting up such arguments for it then?
Too bad about poor Sam, ain't it, Snakefoot?
Sam? Or what about Sam?
And you know what happened to him, Snakefoot?
No. Something happened to Sam?
Honey, you ain't heard.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
They finds him out back of town with his head busted in. Dead, that's what.
How come?
That's what they don't know, Snakefoot.
Yeah, that's what the white folks trying to find out.
Now, ain't that awful? Well, I only seen him yesterday.
Yeah, we heard you was with Sam yesterday.
And now poor Sam's dead, huh? Well, do you know one thing? He was wrapping himself around a watermelon bigger than he was. Or maybe that's what ruined him.
Watermelon ain't busted him in the head, Snakefoot.
No, that's right, too. A watermelon wouldn't do that. It sure is bad. Sam dead and me just seeing him yesterday.
Yeah, that is bad.
A boy can't never tell what'll happen to him, can he?
Well, me, I ain't got time to study about it. Leave that to the law.
Well, me too. Yes. What y'all doing moping around? Why aren't you trying into singing?
Hello, Grandma.
Why ain't you singing, Steve?
I ain't craved to sing, that's all.
Yeah, there's something wrong with Snakefoot tonight, Mr. Tolliver.
Ain't nothing wrong with me, I tell you. Now, hush up before I bust you one over the head. Do you hear me?
All
wouldn't talk nothing about busting folks in the head, Snakefoot, after what happened to Sam Wilson yesterday.
What you mean? What did that do with me?
Well, nothing, maybe. Only Sam was busted in the head, too.
Oh, sure he was. Sure he was. That's what everyone's been telling me, but what has that got to do with me?
Well, I ain't no boy, but the Lord know who killed Sam, and so do the slave ships.
The what?
What do you mean, Grandmammy?
Something you ain't know about, sonny. Something all the young folks ain't know about.
Then tell us, brother.
Oh, it ain't no good, boy. Young folks ain't like they was when my grandpappy see the last slave ship. Nowadays, they ain't care for the slave ship ghosts nor the devil itself. Can't teach the young folks nothing.
Huh, ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yeah, if it's after you, boy, you wouldn't say that.
I heard my grandpappy say the same thing, Mr. Tolliver. And when I asked him about that slave ship, he just said, hurry up. What's the slave ship got to do with who killed Sam, Grandmammy?
Everything, boy. If the law ain't caught who killed Sam, the ghosts will. They ain't failed yet.
They ain't failed yet? Well, what do you mean, anyhow?
I ain't craving to talk about it. Especially with the moon on the river.
Oh, what the old moon got to do with it?
Well, it was on a night like this, with the moon shining on the water, that the last slave ship come up this very river, with the drums beating and the poor slaves gaunt and starved.
Oh, what kind of foolishness is all this anyway? What slave ship is you talking about?
If that ship come after you, boy, you ain't going to be so big of it.
Oh, I ain't afraid of no old ship. I ain't afraid of nothing.
What about the slave ship, Grandma? Yeah, Grandmammy. What's it got to do with who killed Sam?
It's got plenty to do, boy. I was talking about the lies of battle. The last slave ship from Africa to the United States.
Go on, Grandmammy. Tell Snakefoot about it.
Tell me about it? What I care about such foolishness? Now, what has it got to do with me?
Nothing. Only if the last slave ship got something to do with who killed Sam, you ought to hear the story, Snakefoot.
I ain't know nothing about killing Sam, you hear me? Now, if you say something...
Hey, what's the matter with you, Henry?
Can't you beat the drum for the singing without busting the head wide open with the noise?
You're a king, Snakefoot. Only what am I with you? Afraid I make so much noise, I wake up the dead.
I'm going to bust that boy in the head one of these days.
Better be careful, Snakefoot. Somebody do that to Sam Wilson. Go on, Mrs. Tolliver. What about that slave ship? Why the slaves starving? Weren't there no victuals on the ship?
Plenty of victuals, boy. But them slaves were proud. Yeah, there was lots of princes and even kings among them. Now, they were caught by the bad white trash and the bad black men in Africa. What sell even their own people for rum?
You said that was the last slave ship, Grandmammy?
The last slave ship, boy. And all the countries was trying to stop the slave trade, and the warship was after the lies of battle. And the captain Gasson turned back to Africa, so he come behind them, and the Lord only know what in front of them.
Was there slaves for the plantations out here, Grandmammy?
I know, boy. Ain't nobody know where them slaves was for. Cause something awful happened to that ship.
Oh, what's that? Yeah, what happened, Grandmammy?
Well, the ship anchor right in the river, right off from that big rock yonder.
Lordy, close as that, Mammy?
Yes, boy. And when they let down the anchor, the slaves start jumping overboard, chains and all, and the white sailor man after them. Oh, my Lord.
Did they get free, Mammy?
Lord, listen, boy. They smell what they've been pining for. The little river mussels, like what they have in Africa. And they can't hold out no longer. So they jump in the river, and they start scrambling in the shallow water and a-cramming them muddy things into their mouth and a-grunting and a-gibbering like starved animals.
Them poor slaves. What happened then, Mammy?
Oh, Lord, Jesus, Lord, what happened then? Boy, that ship just vanished. Slaves, white sailor men and all, right from the face of the earth, they vanished.
Lordy. Yes, sir. They just vanished like that.
Sounds like a fish story to me.
Yes, Well, you just listen to the rest of the story, Snakefoot. Go on, Mammy.
And then the ship come back.
Come back?
2 times it come back. Only 'twan't a ship.
It 'twan't a ship? Well, what you mean?
I mean it 'twan't a ship, but the ghost of the ship.
The ghost?
Yeah, boy, the ghost.
Thought you wasn't interested, Snakefoot.
I ain't scared of no ghosts.
Go on, Mammy. Tell Snakefoot the rest of what happened.
And when the ghost of the last slave ship come, it ain't bring, it took.
What you mean it took? Took what?
I mean, boy, that the ghosts took...
Well, stay right where you are, all of you.
Don't try to run now, any of you.
I can't run and white, ma'am.
No, sir, white folks.
Now, then. Now, we want to know who killed Sam Wilson.
The sheriff, you say somebody killed Sam Wilson?
Yes. And don't pretend you all don't know about it.
Before God, Captain, I didn't even know that boy was sick.
No, sir, me neither. What did he die of, Captain?
What he died of was a fence rail cracking him over the head.
Lord, I sure am sorry to hear that way, folks. Why, that boy Sam was just like my own son.
Well, he's dead. And someone killed him.
Yeah. And that someone's right here at this fish fry, too.
No, sir. If we know who killed poor Sam, we'll turn him over to the law. Wouldn't we?
Yes, you would. Not.
Any of y'all seen Steve Johnson?
Steve Johnson?
Me and the boy y'all called Snakefoot.
Snakefoot? No, sir. I ain't seen him at the fish fry.
He ain't been around these parts for 2 or 3 days, Captain.
Oh, Snakefoot done went to Birmingham, I expect, Captain. He said something about it the other day.
Yeah. Come on, Phil. No use of wasting time here. They wouldn't give away their worst enemy if he was black. Well, if Snakefoot should suddenly show up here at the fish fry, tell him we want to ask him a few questions.
Let's go down to the village and look around down there.
Come on, do something. Come on, Henry, start to sing.
Somebody calling my name. Somebody calling my name.
Snakefoot run to, Sonny. He's hiding back of that big rock yonder. Let's look now. The white folks need to stay all around yet. It's dying to sing. Come on. All
right. Oh,
has any of y'all seen my boy, Steve?
Hello, Miss Johnson. No, we've seen Snakefoot.
That's fine. I thought maybe I'd find him here at the fish fry.
But Snakefoot just break out of here, Mr. Johnson.
You know why he went?
Johnson, he hiding back in a big yacht rock yonder.
Hiding?
Yeah, he's just sort of evaporating himself when the sheriff and his man come looking for who killed Sam Wilson.
Well, Steve ain't know nothing about that killing. Why he run?
I don't know.
But the white folks ask about Snakefoot particular.
They do it?
Yes, Snakefoot ain't even with citizens.
Yes, funny. I lost his appetite
but
when
Steve
he...
Steve ain't afraid of the white folks. He ain't even know that Sam is dead. That's why I'm looking for him. He ain't come home last night.
Snakefoot was with Sam yesterday, Mr. Johnson. That's all we know.
You say he's hiding back at that big rock?
Yeah.
Well, I'll find him then. I'll go and find him. They fish and sea. Is that what they do? Why that fool boy run when the white folks come? And why do white folks ask particularly about Steve? Running from him, and now they're all fishing him.
fool, boy.
Who that?
It's me, Steve. Your pappy.
What you doing here? How you know where I is?
Sonny done told me you was here.
What you want?
You ain't come home last night, and I hear it's about the fish fry.
Well, supposing I ain't come home last night. What that got to do with it?
Steve, why you run from the white folks? Well, is you going to answer me?
I ain't crave to talk about Sam, that's the reason.
But now they're fishing you. Cause you run.
Who's fishing me?
Sonny and Frisco and...
Oh, just them boys. Well, let them suspicion. What do I care?
There you go, son. You're always so
big. Oh, what I care what their suspicion, Pappy. Just because I happened to be with Sam yesterday.
The white folks know that too, boy.
The white folks? How you know, Pappy? What'd they say?
All I know is that they done ask particular about you.
They ask about me? Pappy, is you sure about that?
That what Sonny and Frisco tell me. Look at me, boy. Steve? Look at me, boy.
What you want?
Steve, what do you know about that killing?
Oh, I swear to God, Pappy, I ain't know nothing about it. I ain't even know Sam was dead till I hears it tonight at the fish fry.
But then where you go last night? Why you ain't come home?
Where I go, what? Oh, I was just out shooting craps with a few of the boys.
What boys?
What? There was Fluff and Sloppy and Rough Jackson.
You
and
say Sloppy was playing with you? What time you finished the game?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe about 3 or 4 in the morning. I ain't remember exact. That was why I come home. I stay all night with Sloppy and...
Steve, you ain't even see Sloppy last night.
Oh, what you mean I ain't? Who say I ain't
see Sloppy? I say you ain't. Because Sloppy done come to our house last night about 11 o'clock looking for you. And he told me about poor Sam. He say he ain't even see you all day. Steve, answer me, boy. Was it you killed Sam?
Oh, I didn't mean to do it, Pappy.
No, no.
I didn't mean to do it. I hear you've been messing around with my gal, and we've both been drinking, and oh, Lord Jesus, Pappy. It was the liquor. Before I knew what I'd do, I grabbed the fence rail, and I hit him over the head with it. I ain't know that he'd die. I swear to God, I speak the truth, Pappy. It was the liquor. That's what it was.
The liquor. It was the devil in you, that was. Oh, Mother Jesus, now what we going to do? Ain't no place to hide. Ain't no place you can go, boy, to escape them.
They won't catch me, Pappy. I'll get plumb away from Demopolis as soon as they search this down
it
here.
It ain't the white folks, boy. It ain't the law. Oh, Lord Jesus, save
what
my
do you mean?
Son. Now I knows why there was fresh dirt round the steps back home, like a conjurer done been buried there. That I ain't dare dig up.
I ain't afraid of no cringes. I'll get away before
you
they
ain't ever get... going to get away, boy. The ghosts, they won't let you get away.
What you mean, the ghosts, Pappy?
Oh, my Lord. The ghosts get you even if the law can't. They ain't never failed yet, boy. And you can't hide. You can't hide from the ghosts. Oh, Lord Jesus, save my son.
What
save my boy.
What kind of ghosts is you talking about, Pappy?
The ghosts are the last slave ship, boy.
Ghosts of the last slave ship.
The ghosts, they always come with the drum beating for the man they want. Oh, why you have to kill that boy?
I ain't about to kill him. Oh, I can't get that look in Sam's eyes out of my sight no more.
The Lord ain't let you forget that sight,
oh,
Steve.
Oh, Lord.
Now the ghosts get you. Twice before, they come. And each time they come with the drum beating, and each time they done tuck away a live man with them.
A live man? What live man? What are you talking about, Pappy?
A live man what done killed somebody. Both men, they covered up from the white folks, and they covered up from the law. But the ghosts of the last slave ship come for them. My grandpappy see them when they come the last time.
Your grandpappy see? He see the ghosties?
Oh, yes, he see. See him. And he see the ship, too.
Lord.
But first, he hear him coming.
He hear him.
They always comes with the drums beating. Beating like a heart. Beating, beating, beat. They coming now. Oh, Lord Jesus, they coming now.
Oh, what's the matter with you, Pappy? You ain't hear nothing but the drum at the fish fry.
The African drums, I tell you. Oh, they're coming. They're coming just like my grandpappy said they come, with the drums beating.
I hear the drums, Pappy. Oh, but I tell you, it ain't nothing but the drum at the fish fry. I played drums like that many times for the singing.
Not drums like that. There's African drums. And the ghost is coming for you. Listen, boy. Listen, I tell you. You ain't never hear drums like that before.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I hear them. Oh, no. Oh, doggone it, Pappy. It ain't nothing but the fish fry drum, I tell you. What you've got me all hit up telling me about them ghosts is for...
They're coming for you, my son, for killing a man.
I hear them about the killing, I tell you.
And they're coming with the drums beating, beating, beating. Oh, my Jesus, save my boy, oh, Lord.
Save my boy.
Now, they're singing. They're coming closer, boy. They're singing now for your soul, boy. Your soul that's lost for killing a man.
Hush up about this coming us, eh? Ain't nothing but our own singing at the fish fry.
Come on. African singing. Come to me.
Oh, Pappy.
Come to save you. Cause there's blood on your hands.
Oh.
My own son for killing. Killing. And they always get you for killing. They never fail you.
Oh, no.
They're coming, boy.
Oh, no.
They're coming. They're going to save you. Sing for your soul, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. Listen to the boy. You hear the drum?
Oh, Lord.
Boy, don't you hear the singing? Coming to save you for your sin.
I hear them. I hear them.
Oh, Lord.
I hear them. Oh, Jesus. I hear them now.
Save my boy.
Save me from the ghost.
Oh,
help me, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Lord. Lord.
Stop them drums. Oh, Lord. Stop them drums!
My grandpappy say that them drums ain't never stop till the ghosts get what they come for.
Oh, hush up. Hush up. Oh, Lord. Where can I hide?
You can't
Where
hide.
Can I run?
You can't run.
Oh,
you can't hide. You Lord. Can't run from this damn drum.
Hush up. Hush up, I tell you. Oh, Lord. Pappy, I got to run.
Oh, Lord.
I wants to run, but my foot's is rooted to the ground.
Him, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Lord, I didn't mean to hit Sam that last time. It was the liquor, Lord. And the devil, Lord. Hear me. Don't let the ghosts find me now. I'll be good, Lord. I'll be good,
my
Lord.
Be
Jesus.
Good.
Oh, Lord. I won't kill nobody no more. Oh, Lord.
Drum.
Oh, Lord.
Beat me, Lord. Beat
me. Oh, help me, Lord.
Beat me.
Save me, Lord.
They're coming to
Lord.
Slave you, boy.
Oh, coming to slave me
yes.
for my sins.
Do you
Pappy, I got to run.
No.
All they can do is to drag me back.
You can't
I'm
run.
Gonna run, Pappy.
No.
I'm gonna run before the ghost is getting
me. Come back, Steve. No. Don't leave me, Steve. Oh. Leave my still up this way. Run, boy. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Stop them drums. Stop them drums.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, don't let him hit me. It was the liquor. I mean to hit Sam with that rail again.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Let me go this time, Master Jesus.
Let me find a place where the ghosts can't get me, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I can't lose the drums. They're coming. They're coming to save me.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Help me, Lord. Lord Jesus, help me. Save me, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, blessed Lord. Save this boy from the ghosts and the drums. Oh, save me, Lord. Save me, oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, save me. Save me. And help me, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, save me. I won't do it again, Lord. Please,
hey, you boy.
Lord.
Where you run?
Oh, Jesus, you white man. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Boss man, please. Please take me in. Take me in, please. Please, Lord.
Hey, Steve Johnson,
Bert. Yeah, so it is, Mel.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we've been looking for you, Steve.
I'll tell you everything. Only don't let the ghosts get me, boss. They're coming for me. Coming for me with the drums. Oh, Lord.
Who's coming for you?
Oh, Lord.
What are you talking about, boy?
Oh, Lord, don't let the ghosts get me, boss. Take me in, please. Hide me from the ghosts. They're coming to slay me. They're beating the drums.
Oh,
Who's coming for you, boy?
What you talking about anyhow?
The drums on the slave ship. The ghost is coming to save me from my sins. Take me away, boss man, please. Hide me, boss man, please. Hide me. Hide me away from them drums.
Well, he must be drunk, Phil.
What drums you talking about, Steve? Oh,
the African drums. The African drums, boss. Listen, they're coming for me. Take me away, boss man. Take me in for the love of God before the ghosts get me. Oh, no. Listen to them. They're beating for me now. They're coming to save me from my sins. Oh, Lord, stop them drums!
Now, look here, boy. You've been drinking. That ain't nothing but a drum that they're beating over yonder at the fish fry.
Oh, no, sir, boss, I know. And my pappy knows, too. It's the ghosts of the last slave ship. They're coming to save me from my sins. The dead men are coming all the way from Africa with the drums to save me for killing Sam with the rig.
What's that? Oh. What are you... You mean Sam Wilson?
You mean you killed Sam Wilson?
I've done it, boss. I killed Sam with the rail. But I didn't know they come all the way from Africa to slave me first. Don't let them get me, boss. Please, take me away from the drums. Hide me where the ghosts can get me. Boss, please. Please hide me. Please.
Well, I'll be damned.
Take you away. Oh. Well, you won't have to worry about that, Steve.
Oh. Come on, Steve.
Oh, Lord.
We'll put you where the ghosts can get you.
Oh, Lord. Lord, away from the drums. Oh, Lord. Away from the drums. Don't let them get me. Oh, thank Jesus for the damn. Oh.
Columbia Workshop, by special arrangement with the University Broadcasting Council of Chicago, has just presented a dramatization of a famous Negro legend, Drums of Conscience. The workshop productions are arranged and directed by Irving Reese. Special announcement. The Columbia Workshop believes that its listeners will be interested to know that Irwin Shaw, whose famous play Bury the Dead won the highest critical tribute when staged in New York last year, has written an original play for the workshop titled Supply and Demand. Mr. Shaw, who is only 24 years old, has been called one of America's most promising and brilliant playwrights. This is his first new work since the production of Bury the Dead. We believe Supply and Demand warrants your attention. The play will be performed by the Actors Repertory Company, the same group which staged Bury the Dead. Tune in next week at this time for Irwin Shaw's new original radio play, Supply and Demand. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.